My name is Anna Nelson, and you're listening to Success. In this episode of Success, I talked with Carrie Besaw, bartender and manager of Woody's Library Restaurant.
Can you just clarify your name and your title?
I'm Carrie Besaw. I'm bartender and manager here at Woody's Library Restaurant.
So can you just tell me a little bit about like the history of the restaurant?
Yeah, actually it's really neat. Carnegie is a gentleman that many years ago during the Great Depression, they asked Carnegie for money, the government did. And Carnegie actually said that instead of giving you money, I will build libraries throughout the United States. So he built 100 libraries throughout the United States, this being one of his very first libraries. And from there, it became Carmel's First Library, Carmel's First Courthouse, and Carmel's First Daycare. And after a while, it sat here very empty for many years, and that's when Kevin Ryder Woody decided to open it up as a library restaurant.
Okay. What does a typical day look like for you at Woody's?
Oh, actually, pretty amazing. We're lucky. We have your lunch crowd that comes in that are businesses and business people that are around the area. And then we have our dinner crowd. And of course, during the week and weekend, it's very different. But on the weekends, you get the fun people. And that's, you know, after football, Carmel football games that come up here and they want to hang out after the game and celebrate the wins. And then you get your business people during the day. But for the most part, it's like Cheers, which a lot of people may not know of, but it's a it's a family. It's having the town of Carmel in here as a family.
That's cool. So what do you think the best part is about this job?
I would say the people that you meet. Definitely the people you meet.
What do you think makes Woody's different from other local businesses?
You know, I don't want to put any other business aside of this because I feel like a lot of the businesses in Carmel all do this, but I feel like all of us as a whole in Carmel is that we all support each other. And again, it's the people that are in this town, it's the people that come in this town that come and support us and keep us alive and we keep them alive, and the relationship that you build with those places and even the other restaurants, we build that with them too.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I would say that without Carmel High School, that's a big part of why we're successful here, and that we really appreciate all the people that are there at Carmel High School, too.
Okay, thank you for your time and sitting down for the interview.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to our podcast, Success.
More podcasts like this can be found on WHJE.com.
Don't forget to support our podcast on PRX.org. You can also find our podcast on the WHJE iTunes page.
Until next time, thanks for helping us define success.